This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Football. Pumpkin spice. The holidays. Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 45% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45% site-wide. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving.
Can you believe we're already saying it?
Oh, I can't believe it. And it is my favorite holiday.
Oh, really?
I think Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year. Yeah, I think so. I like Thanksgiving. I like Christmas because I like to give gifts. But at the end of the day, my kids are unappreciative anyway. Like, they don't care. They're just like, I give me more. Give me more. Whatever you're giving me, I need more.
And I get just it. A little context. How old are your kids?
6 and 4.
Yeah, there you go.
6 and 4. It'll be funny if they're like, 18 and 20.
Yeah.
Give me more.
Yeah.
I want more. What's up, guys? Hope see everyone in the chat here. Thanks for joining. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to go over all three Thanksgiving games tomorrow. I know there's a lot of lineups that need to be kind of set, before going into tomorrow's games. We got our early game, we got a midday game, and we have a night game tomorrow. So keep that in mind. All right. What do we have going on? So let's see. So we have Bills at Lions. That's the first game. Then Giants at Cowboys. And then we got Patriots at Vikings. So couple decent games. The Patriots at Vikings one, that's an interesting one. We'll see if the Patriots defense can give them some issues. Giants Cowboys fighting for first place in the NFC East. And they're fighting for Odell Beckham.
Yeah, second place.
Second, I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're
fighting for second in the AFC in the NFC. It's I keep forgetting that both of them have good records, but there's another team there.
Right, yeah.
And then the Bills at Lions, in Detroit. So maybe, just maybe, it could be somewhat of a competitive game. But we'll see. I wanted to, before we get into it, this episode is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. All right. There's a lot of pick-ems that you could choose from, obviously, because there's three games tomorrow. Okay. So it's extra exciting. And, we're all going to be watching the games. It's going to be even more fun if you put some entries in on Underdog. And before I get into the special promotions that are going on tomorrow, because there are a couple of them that we got to talk about real quick, what Underdog is, especially specifically the pick'ems. And they also have tournaments, by the way, too. You could draft players for tomorrow, throughout tomorrow's game, and you'll be competing against other people that you draft against. And whoever had the high, whoever has the highest points at the end of the day, they win money. Okay, so it's pretty, it's a pretty cool way to play. Now let me explain underdog pick'ems. And if you're not aware of what that is, you have an entry with 3 to 5 picks. Basically, you choose higher or lower on a bunch of different stat lines, whether it's Dak Prescott over, what is it, 246 yards, higher or lower, you know. And, you know, they have all, basically all the players in tomorrow's games. You can choose higher or lower on their respective stat lines. You throw them into an entry, and if you choose if you get 3 right, you 6 times your money. If you choose 4 right, you 10x your money. Whatever you put in, $5 will get you $40 if you get 4 right. And if you get 5 right, if you choose 5 in your entry, you're going to 20x your money. Okay. So it's a pretty cool way to play. $100 will turn to $2,000. Okay. So that's the basic rules and all that kind of stuff. It's really fun to play. Now, if you use the code Upperhand Fantasy, you're going to double your first deposit up to $100. But let me tell you about the promotions going on tomorrow as well. And by the way, you can put in those pick'ems today. Like, you can sign up today, use code Upperhand, and you can put in those pick'ems today. And as you can put in as many entries as you want. But one entry that you want to make sure to put in is one that includes Dak Prescott. And you it's only going to cost you $1. But you include Dak Prescott in the entry, higher or lower. You said it was what, Zach?
I think it's 246 this week.
246 passing yards. I think I'm leaning the over, despite a hair. I think.
I think it's the over, yeah.
Yeah, you think it's over too, because you're the Cowboys. You're a Cowboys fan, so of course you can think it's over. If course, it's 320 passing yards, you think it's over too. You got to include him in your entry. You choose four other stat lines that you like for a total of 5. You put in $1, and if you get all 5 of them right, you're going to win $100. Okay, that's a special that they have going on. So it's only going to cost you $1, and you have a chance to win $100. You're not competing against anybody. You're just competing, you know, with yourself and with these. As long as these players do their thing, higher or lower, you're going to win some money, okay? Ricky in the chat is asking, is it better than Prize Picks? Yes, it is. the other thing is, if you never played Pick'ems before, you're going to see a Justin Jefferson line for over or under or higher or lower than 0.5 receiving yards. Not touchdowns, but receiving yards. So basically, it's a free play.
Yeah. Okay,
so you're going to be able to put, if you're new to Pick'ems, you're going to be able to put Justin Jefferson in your entry. You're basically going to get a free pick as long as he has more than his 1 yard or more. That's all he needs. Okay. Yeah. So make sure to take advantage of that. If you're not signed up for Underdog already, make sure to download the app. We'll have the link in the description of the podcast and on YouTube. And you can click that link, use code UPPERHAND, and they will double your deposit up to $100. Okay, but let's get into the games, man. And by the way, I did post some picks over on Instagram. So if you're wondering like what picks I like, I can just tell you right now. I like Saquon over 76.5 rushing yards. We talked about this before. You know, Dallas defense, not the best rushing defense, right? They're much better against the pass. But for me, what it is like when it comes to Saquon, like his lines have been around 100 yards. You know, 90 plus yards, 100 yards. So because of last week, his line is very depressed, up 76.5, right? So like when that happens, I'm going to take the over on that. Yeah. Like, especially when it comes to Saquon, somebody who will likely get some volume. And this is a division game. This might be a close one. I also like him to score as well. So, you know, a 0.5 scrimmage touchdowns, whether he catches one or rushes one in, he hasn't scored, you know. And I think it's been a couple of games since he scored, so like I feel like he's due.
Yeah, we could check that, but you know, I bet definitely, you know, for Saquon to have a big day after a bad day. You know, I don't expect him to have a bad day 2 weeks in a row. Not like last week where what did he have, like 15 carries for 20 yards? It was just like really bad. But
yeah, he didn't score last week, but he did score the week before that. He did,
right? Okay, so yeah, he did score the week before that and the week before that. So all right, he didn't score last week, but we're seeing that he scores more often than not this season. I'd take him to score at least in a big
game. I liked about this one was that, you know, they're allowing you to do either or, rushing or receiving.
Yeah.
Usually they just show the rushing touchdown. They're showing rushing and receiving. So that's what I like about that. Whichever way he scores, you know, that will count.
I feel like
Darius Slayton, I also like him, 47.5 receiving yards. I don't think Darius Slay I'm sorry. I don't think he's going to be shadowed at all. Like Diggs is not going to shadow him. He's going to move around, a little bit. So 47.5, he's their wide receiver one. Wandale's going to be out, obviously. So I feel like he can go over that pretty easily.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen Darius Slayton do his thing, but going back to Saquon, I think he is going to score because, you know, who the Giants have anymore as receiving options or even, you know, offensive weapons outside Daniel Jones and his legs. I think that definitely two guys, you know, Darius Slayton, he's just kind of the number one by default, and he's all right. You know, he's been playing pretty well, and Saquon Barkley, he's going to be getting plenty of touches. So I definitely take the overs on them in this game.
Yeah. And we're going to get into quarterback rankings and running back rankings today too, in addition to reading the games yet. By the way, this is not us previewing the games. We're just talking about our picks. Robinson, right? I think he goes higher than 3.5 receptions. You know, he is very involved in the passing game. Matt Jones loves to pass it down to him. If you look at what Ramondre did over the past few games, 6 targets, 7 targets, 7 targets, 8 targets, 5 targets. I feel like 3.5, that's a little bit of a gimme. So yeah. I will say that every time.
Right.
Jacoby Myers, higher than 4 receptions. This is a great matchup out of the slot against the Vikings for Jacoby. He's their number one guy. I'm going with him over 4 receptions pretty easily. And TJ Hockenson, you know, he's been getting target share over the last 2 games. He's their second target now over Thielen. So I think he's going to easily hit that 4 reception mark. I have him as over higher than 4 receptions. And Jamal Williams, this is the one I wanted to ask you about. The Lions, they might be down 2 of their interior linemen potentially. Now, guards don't have a huge impact, but you know, it could have some sort of impact. Higher than 14.5 rushing attempts against the Bills. Now, if this game gets out of hand, then maybe he sees less than that. But I have a feeling that, you know, they're going to try to run the ball against this team. The Lions defense has been playing a little bit better. I feel like he can get over 14.5 in this game.
I think he can. Anything the Lions are going to do on the ground, it's going to run through Jamal Williams first and foremost, especially if they get down on the goal line. They could run him into the pile 3 times in a row if they need to at the goal line. You know, so that's all you need to count on, just carries. This is one where it's not reliant on production. It's just, you know, is he going to get the ball handed to him? So that I do like that. Even though I'm thinking the way the Bills played last week, you know, it's going to be a negative game script for the Lions, you know, the most of the game. I think that Jamal Williams, you know, they're gonna have to balance it just a little bit. You know, they can't just go full on pass, especially if they go down early. They have a whole first half, regardless of what the score is, to run the ball, and Jamal Williams is gonna get most of the carries. Yeah. So I like that one. I think higher makes sense.
Nice. Love it. Love it. All right. Sign up, use code UPPERHAND, make your first deposit today to double that deposit up and take advantage of all the Turkey Day specials that they have going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, let's get into it, man. Bills at Lions. You're obviously starting Stephon Diggs, no question about it. Josh Allen, we'll talk about him, but I have him ranked as my QB3 for the week.
Yep.
So you're obviously starting him. Devin Singletary, you know, this is a game where, you know, the Lions' run defense has played better as of late after their bye. You know, they kind of turned the page a little bit. They've been playing good football overall. And I'm not mistaken, they have a 3-game win streak now. Yeah. So, you know, I do think that Devin Singletary is a solid start. James Cook was a little bit more involved last week, but, you know, I think Devin Singletary still had like 18 carries or so. So, like, he's a solid start. I have him as a back end RB2, if that. By the way, guys, there's no bye weeks this week. Okay, every team is playing all 32 games. We're going to have 16 games this week, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, 3 of those games are going to be on Thanksgiving. One of those games is going to be on Monday, but we're still going to have a fantastic Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that. But Devin Singletary, I actually have him right outside my top 24. And we'll get into the top 30 running backs here in a second. But he's a solid start, you know, but he's not someone that I have to have in my lineup this week.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, too crazy about Devin Singletary, and I'm just not a big Devin Singletary fan in general.
And it's crazy, but because this is against the Lions, right? You would think that, like, oh, yeah, we'd be all over him.
Yeah, but with James Cook, I kind of liked what I saw from James Cook. I wouldn't be surprised if he continues to get, you know, a decent workload, at least compared to what he was getting earlier in the season. I'm not saying he's going to vulture enough snaps to make Devin Singletary, you know, obsolete, but I think low-end RB2 is where I'd have him. If he scores a touchdown, he might have mid RB2 upside, but he's not in the RB1 range as far as upside, just because James Cook is there and just the way this offense operates with Josh Allen, you know, doing his thing, and Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis in the passing game. This could get out of hand quickly. They might not have to use the running backs a whole lot, but, you know, if Devin Singletary scores a touchdown, I think that he's going to be, you know, right in that RB2 conversation, low-end RB2 for me, even if he does score a touchdown.
Yeah, pretty much. And you kind of need a touchdown from him if he's going to score, because if James Cook is going to be a little bit involved, then his ceiling and floor lowers a little bit. Who else? Gabe Davis, solid matchup this week. Nothing too amazing. He might see a little bit more of Okuda than Diggs, you know, if Okuda decides not to travel. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the receiving core. Dawson Knox, like, you know, he's like a, you know, mid tight end 2. Like, he's not somebody that I'm looking to start. He had 2 good games, but I'm only starting him if I'm really desperate at the position and there's not much else available on the waiver wire.
Yeah. Dawson Knox, he's just kind of, you know, a plug and play, where if you're stuck and you need someone to play, you know, you can throw him in. If you got Kyle Pitts and you throw somebody in just for upside in this matchup, it could be good. You know, Dawson Knox, I thought maybe he'd be doing better in this offense, but they haven't featured him the way that he could be. And So I think that he falls in that, you know, just if you want to just take a shot in the dark and see what the upside
is. Yeah, I mean, it's a good matchup. It's a good matchup. It's a decent shot in the dark, especially given the fact that he's been coming on a little bit over the last couple of games.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not excited to play him by any means. I think that's it for the Bills offense. On the Lions, obviously, you're starting Amara St. Brown. He's a, you know, top 6-7 fantasy wide receiver this week. Jamal Williams, you know, DeAndre Swift, like, I don't want to start DeAndre Swift. Like, he has to score a touchdown if he's going to do anything. You know, you can hope that he does something because it's Thanksgiving, but, like, you know, a nationally televised game. But I'm really, like, not excited to start him at all. I'm looking for options to bench him. So Jamal Williams, though, you know, I would play him as a solid RB2 this week. I have him at RB17 for the week. Fine playing him, even against the Bills. The Bills have been up and down against the run this year. You know, it's never about the volume with Jamal Williams. It's like, who cares? He's going to give you like 17 carries for 62 yards and like 4 touchdowns. Like, that could easily happen. Like,
yeah,
it's not going to happen this week, but he can score a touchdown or 2. And, you know, that's kind of why you're starting him. So, that's really what it comes down to with Jamal, you know. Yeah. I'm not expecting him to have a 100-yard game or anything like that, but it's really about the touchdowns. So it's really hard to bench him, right? He's like the Amari Cooper, you know, of running backs this year, where it's like you can't take him out of your lineup because he ends up having these big games.
Yeah. With this Lions backfield, you know, it could be Jamal Williams if they can keep it competitive. If it gets out of hand, you know, I don't want to be, you know, too excited about DeAndre Swift. And nobody's excited about DeAndre Swift, but I don't want to blow too out of proportion with what he could be. But if this goes into a negative game script, could we see more DeAndre Swift? I don't know. It's hard to project that, because Justin Jackson has been playing over him. I want to say DeAndre Swift is going to get that work, but for some reason, it seems like DeAndre Swift is healthy and he's just not getting the carries, which makes no sense. We've discussed this a lot, but Maybe he does something. If you remember last year on Thanksgiving, all DeAndre Swift did for you was pick up 2 points and then get injured. Hopefully that doesn't happen again this season. But I could see starting DeAndre Swift if you're really desperate. And that's where I am in the one league right now. So I guess I can relate to those DeAndre Swift owners out there. You don't want to start him, but if you have nothing else, you know, I think he has a chance to at least be a low-end RB2 if things fall the right way. If this is a negative game script, I think that he has that in him. It just comes down to the usage. And I think if they're not going to give him the ball in a competitive game, if it's a non-competitive game, maybe they'll get him more touches. You know, that's all you can really hope for. His floor is still like, you know, 2 points, which is not good enough to start at all.
Yeah. I'm going to not start him. I'm not going to start him. Right. DeAndre Swift, you know, he did get some of the 2 minute snaps last week, which is nice. Which is weird. It was weird that Jamal Williams got some of that instead of Justin Jackson. But that's what it was looking like. So these roles are interchangeable here. You know, Justin Jackson, like, you know, if you're Dan Campbell, it's like, you know, if, by the way, I don't think DeAndre Swift is healthy. That's why he's not playing. I don't think he's going to be healthy. No, not at all.
How could he?
Because if he was healthy, he would be playing.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like at this point, he has to be at least closer to 100% than he was a couple of weeks ago when they got the same workload.
Yeah. I would agree. What I mean? But like, it looks like he's not there. And even DeAndre Swift is not going to be there. Right. So it's possible that because of that, they're just limiting him. Right. And the fact is, they won 3 in a row. So they didn't have to play him. And on top of that, Justin Jackson, 9 carries for 66 yards last week, 1 catch for 11. So you got 10 touches, 77 yards for Justin Jackson last week. So it's like,
so he's efficient.
why put DeAndre Swift at risk? Why do it? Right? He's our franchise running back.
Well, we think. I don't know. They're not using him like one. I feel like if he was a franchise running back, they'd use him.
I think it's because he's not healthy. I really do. I don't think that this is a situation where they just don't think he's good. That would be, it's either they don't think he's good or he's not healthy. And I think he's not healthy because they've all come out and said that he's not healthy. So that's where I'm leaning here. So what else? So besides that, in the Lions, like, I don't want to start Jared Goff at all. You'll see where I have him, or maybe not, because he might be outside my top 20. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Never mind. I think that's it. I was going to say Hockenson.
Hockenson. No, you wanted to talk. You want to put Brock Wright in your lineup?
No, I don't. Giants or Cowboys. Obviously, start Saquon. You know, you're starting. You know, I think Darius Slayton is like a back end wide receiver 3 this week. Maybe more. Maybe actually, I would say he's a flex play. I would say Darius Slayton's an upside flex play. That's what I don't even think I could put him in my top 36. You could play him. The matchup is okay. You know, it's nothing, you know, it's not a matchup that you need to necessarily stay away from, because he's going to move around a little bit outside of where Diggs defends on that left side of the offense. Like, it's not a shutdown. So I wouldn't worry about that. What else do we have here?
I think with this game, it's going to be a run heavy game for the Giants. That's going to have to be the game script, because the Cowboys players last week came out and said it themselves that they're best against the pass, and they have Saquon Barkley in the backfield. And that's why I kind of think, you know,
that's going to be the game plan going into the game. We'll see what happens in the second half, though.
That's the thing. So if Dallas can get ahead, which their offense has looked really good, I think they're averaging like 35 points a game since Dak came back. You know, they've looked good. The thing the Giants have to do is run the ball and keep Dallas from scoring and getting up early, because that's been the formula for the Cowboys so far this season. And then that turns into not so good fantasy days for running backs. But if you're going to execute that game plan with anybody, it's going to be Saquon Barkley. And he should get those carries, and he should be effective, because Dallas has been actually pretty bad against the run, even though the defense as a whole is good. They're much better against the pass. So I think Saquon Barkley could have a big day. If they're going to keep it close, it's going to go through Saquon Barkley. So Darius Slayton, I think he has a little upside, but just the passing volume this whole season has been very low. Last week it went up. It was a spike, but it was because they're way down. I don't think that's going to happen again. Not 2 weeks in a row, at least, because this Giants defense is actually, you know, a little bit better than we give him credit for, maybe. So I think Darius Slayton, he could be a factor as long as it's close. If it gets out of hand, he's not going to be much of a factor. Saquon Barkley, though, should be locked in 100%. I can see him having a big game. And Daniel Jones at quarterback, I'm not sure how much they're going to get him on the move. You know, you hope they do if you're the Giants. And if you have him in fantasy, I think last time he played against the Cowboys, he ran for 90 yards. So he could have a nice floor for you going in this week, because he's played the Cowboys a lot, and he's always been good with his legs against Dallas.
Yeah, I have him as my QB 12 this week. You know, I've had him ranked higher over the past couple of weeks, but I think he's solid. A solid start this week. You know, the guys I have behind him are Kirk Cousins, Tom Brady, Mariota, Brissett, like guys like that, right? Yeah. So I think, you know, even though the matchup isn't amazing, I think, like you said, because of the legs, you could potentially, you know, put him in your lineup and be fine. Solid streamer this week.
Yep.
What else do we have in this game? On the Cowboys side, CeeDee Lamb, you're obviously starting him. Pollard, like, you got to keep starting him. Like, you have to. At this point, the fact that Zeke came back last week, got some touches, got a couple of goal line carries, but then Pollard was still able to do his thing in the pass game as well, going over 100 receiving yards on, what was it, 6 catches. He's going to be continuing to do his thing, man, and he's very hard to bench. I have him as my RB10 for the week. So I have him as an RB1, and I think he's gonna come through because he's been coming through. And against the Giants have been a solid defense, but they are pretty leaky in the run game. So it's possible that Tony Pollard can be efficient in this game. So I'm perfectly fine keeping Pollard in your lineup. Hopefully you started him last week. I will continue to do so.
Yeah, I think both of the Cowboys running backs are startable. You know, if you have Zeke, I don't think there's any reason to worry too much about him. He doesn't have upside, obviously, but you're not, at this point, you're not playing him for the upside. He's going to have, you know, just a solid game for you each week. The Cowboys deliver him right to the goal line. You know, that's the way it's worked these past few weeks. He's been really solid. So you can start Elliott. You know, Pollard is obviously a strong start, I think. At this point, Dallas is leaning more towards giving him like at least an even amount of carries compared to Ezekiel Elliott, where earlier this season that wasn't the case. Both running backs are startable. You can have them both in your lineup. Tony Pollard has the RB1 upside. Ezekiel Elliott's going to be an RB2 at best. You know, otherwise, I think he might finish as a low-end RB2, mid RB2, if he scores those touchdowns. And Dak, you know, throwing CeeDee Lamb, if Dallas doesn't have to rely on the receivers, which they haven't been, you know, this season, at least since Dak has come back, they've relied on the ground game and throwing to the running backs. You know, maybe CeeDee Lamb has another quiet game. I'm not sure. We'll see how it goes. But Dak has just been efficient at this point, and that's all he's been asked to do. It could be a quieter game than some people think. Dallas also historically has been not so good on Thanksgiving these past few years. I think they're 2-6 in their last 8. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I think Tony Pollard's the best bet to produce on this Cowboys offense, you know, going into this week and moving forward.
I have Zeke as my RB31 on the week. So he's like a mid RB3 right now. And I think that's what he's going to be going forward. And you got to keep in mind that all these running backs are back now. So, like, you know, on a normal week where there would be 4 teams on bye, you might see him at like RB20 or 21. But now that all these running backs are back, like, I'm playing a lot of these running backs over Zeke Elliott. Like, you ready to hear the running backs I'm playing over him? Latavius Murray, Deontay Foreman, Michael Carter, Devin Singletary, Rashad White, Gus Edwards, Leonard Fournette, Cordarrelle Patterson. Guys I'm playing him over: Isaiah Pacheco, Najee Harris, James Robinson, DeAndre Swift. Is that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I know what you're saying. I think that's fair. Would you start Elijah Mitchell over him or no?
No, I wouldn't. Because I think at the end of the day, like, CMC is going to get those goal line carries, and Elijah Mitchell might get some volume, but it might be empty calories. And he might end up getting, you know, at least Zeke has that upside of potentially getting a touchdown or two at the goal line.
That's true.
Yeah. And I think Zeke, you know, is more chances that Zeke catches like a pass or two than Elijah Mitchell, who's not even running any routes right now.
Yep. That makes sense.
But yeah, and we'll get into the running back rankings in a minute, and we'll kind of talk to you guys about, you know, where we have them and why. You're going to start Dalton Schultz as the top 5-6 tight end this week, pretty easily. If you have him, you're probably going to start him. That's pretty much it. And Dak, you know, he's been killing it, man. He's been doing his thing since he's been back. I have Dak as the top 7 quarterback this week. I have him at QB7.
Yeah.
He's going to continue to be solid.
He's just been a super safe start, you know. Like, there's no reason to worry about him starting this week or moving forward. As long as he's healthy, you know, this Cowboys offense is pretty stacked, and the offensive line's doing him plenty of favors. It looks much better than it did week 1. So I like Dak moving forward. He's a QB1 every week. I don't think the upside's there necessarily, because he is a distributor. He's not going to be, and the Cowboys are, you know, more run first at this point, but he's been super efficient since he came back. So he's a QB1.
100%. Daniel, appreciate you, man. Any word on the Rams quarterback this week in 12-team, two quarterback leagues? Yeah, I mean, we haven't heard yet, right? Matthew Stafford's in the concussion protocol right now. We don't know if Wolford is going to start. The hope is that Wolford doesn't start, because if you're in a two quarterback league, you'd rather start. Who is their back? Who is their third string again?
Bryce Perkins.
Yeah, Bryce Perkins. So, like, you know, if Bryce Perkins is the quarterback, you can actually, like, I felt way better starting him than Wolford, because at least Perkins has the legs and he can run the ball. Right. So, like, that's the hope. I would just pick up, like, at the end of the day, I don't think Stafford's going to play this week.
I don't think he's going to either.
I would just pick up Perkins. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, and then just have him on deck.
There's no reason for the Rams to shove Matthew Stafford back in the lineup. This is a lost season. You know, you want to hold out hope if you're a Rams fan, but it's a lost season. There's so many injuries. Even if Stafford does come back, I'd be tempering expectations for his fantasy production. You know, he was having an all right game against the Saints, but without Cooper Kupp, you know, I don't think that's going to go week to week. You know, that's not going to be something that can be consistent. He actually looked good in his action, but at this point, I know we're not going to talk about shutting him down yet this season, but you know, another loss what situation that he's in right now, there's no reason to put him back on the field and risk it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100% agree with that. Let's see. Okay. I'm working on off my notes here, guys. I'm sorry. It's a little bit of a different type of podcast today. We're giving Thanksgiving coming up. So I think that's it, right, for the Cowboys. I think we hit all that. Let's move to the Patriots and Vikings game real quick. So the Patriots, man, Ramondre Stevenson, I have him as an RB1 this week, if I'm not mistaken. I have him as my RB11 overall this week against Minnesota. And we talked about it before where, you know, the Rams aren't necessarily, you know, I'm sorry, the Vikings aren't necessarily like a good matchup or anything like that. But he didn't have a good matchup last week either against the Jets, and he was still able to get it done through the air. He's going to be, you know, he gets peppered in the pass game. He gets a bunch of targets coming out the backfield. So even if Damian Harris is a little bit involved getting some carries, Ramondre is going to have a very, very nice floor for you. So continue to start him. You know, if that's what you're looking for. And I think that given the fact that the Patriots can move the ball through the air against this Minnesota defense, it is very possible that, you know, just like Zeke and Pollard, his second touchdown was on the ground, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Both of his touchdowns like, so came he had, the air. Yeah.
Both of them did? So, okay, gotcha. So,
yeah, so both,
Zeke
both of them,
had the two
one
touchdowns
was
on the ground.
Yeah, Zeke had two on the ground, Pollard had two through the air. The one was a leak out, just a check down, and he took it for 30 yards, and then the 68-yard bomb down the sideline, which That's was right. apparently a play call at the line. So,
oh, okay, there you go. So Zeke, just the same way that Zeke ended up getting those two touchdowns last week at the goal line, it's a very similar thing that can happen with Ramondre this week, where they move the ball primarily through the air. Like, I get it. Like, you might think the Patriots don't have a lot of great options, but they have Jacoby. Devontae Parker is, like, maybe he might be healthy for a game here. They have a couple other guys that they can pass the ball to. So there could be some opportunities for him in the red zone. So I do like him this week, regardless of this being a tough matchup for running backs.
Damian Harris, he's like a
flex play in very deep leagues, but I wouldn't overreact to the couple big plays that he had last week.
Yeah. Ramondre Stevenson's been pretty matchup proof. I mean, his numbers, regardless of whether he scores a touchdown or not, or who he's playing against, have been very startable and at least RB2, and he has the RB1 upside. There's no reason not to start Stevenson moving forward, even with, like you said, Damian Harris kind of coming on, exploding on a couple runs on red zone we talked about earlier this week. So Ramondre Stevenson, I have no trouble starting him as an RB1. He's rest of the season RB1, definitely. He has RB1 upside. Like, he could get in, he could sneak in the top five a few weeks if he catches a few passes and scores touchdowns. Yeah, I think he's definitely one of the best running backs for fantasy right now.
Hunter just asked in the chat, hey guys, I just got offered Kenneth Walker for CeeDee Lamb, full PPR. No brainer, right?
Is it no brainer? I don't know.
This is a no-brainer for me. I'm taking Kenneth Walker. Yeah. I'm taking Kenneth Walker here. Just because he's a running back. You know, he's a RB1.
Positional value. Yeah, I hear
positional
you.
Value that is so sense. Much more important here. And, you know, the Seahawks are good offense. Kenneth Walker's a good talent. He can get volume in any given game. He started getting involved in the pass game a little bit. We might see a little bit of that more towards the end of the year. Yeah, I'm doing this. I love CeeDee Lamb, but I'm taking Kenneth Walker here every time.
It might also help that if, you know, Dallas would sign Odell, that could hurt CeeDee Lamb a little bit. So
there you go.
There's a chance.
So things seem to be. And that wouldn't normally happen on any other team,
Right.
But Dak loves to spread it out, unfortunately. On the Patriots side, you have that's really about it. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I think Mac Jones is a streamer this week. I ain't going to lie. I know it sounds gross.
The way the Vikings defense is playing,
I know it sounds gross, but I have Mac Jones. I have him as my QB 21 this week. So maybe he's not a – maybe I don't think he's as good of a streamer as I say he is. Because it's like, do you really start him over guys like Mariota, Brissett, even Matt Ryan against Pittsburgh at home, Taylor Heineke, Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers? Would you start him over any of those guys?
No. Probably not. I don't think I would.
So like, funny. Yeah, I guess he's a good start in two quarterback leagues. I'm starting him in my two quarterback leagues this week, and I feel like good about it because I'm never able to start him.
It's funny because you call it good enough streamer. I have your trade proposal here. Mac Jones for Justin Herbert. You think he's that good a streamer for this week?
Did I send that trade to you?
You sent that to me, yes. I know it's probably a joke. But yeah, I have a Mac Jones
for Justin Herbert trade. I did send that to you. You know why I sent that to you? Because I was testing out the trade deadline.
Oh, for real?
Okay, I think I sent that to you yesterday, I think.
Yeah, it was yesterday, 2 days ago, something like that. But I laughed when I saw that. I was like, I know you were talking about
that. Wasn't
about
a real trade. I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm pretty sure I withdrew it. Like, I withdrew it.
It could be. It's showing up in my chat. But yeah.
I wanted to check because, so I was like, all right, well, in Sleeper, you know, like the last day of the trade deadline, it was actually Sunday. Oh, no, it was actually Monday. Once the games were done on Tuesday, you could not make any trades. And I thought that, okay, maybe. The week started like on Wednesday after waivers ran, but I guess not. With the week starts that Tuesday, so
yeah,
I couldn't make any trades, unfortunately. Okay, all right, moving forward. Viking side, Kirk Cousins. You know, this is a little bit of a tough matchup, but they're at home. I'm not really too worried about it. You know, I have Kirk as my QB 13 on the week, right behind Daniel Jones. You know, it's a toss up between those two guys. I think the Patriots defense is a little bit vulnerable, like depending on the weapons. Like, he has Diggs, he has Hockenson, you know, Dalvin Cook, obviously you're starting him as well. I have him as a top 10 running back play as well this week. I think, you know, even though the matchup doesn't seem amazing on paper, they're at home, and the Vikings, you know, the offense couldn't get anything going against the Cowboys a few days ago. I think they can get right this week against the Patriots.
Right. The Patriots are a good defense, but one thing that, you know, the Vikings have going for them, and you can interpret this whatever way you want. If you get shellacked like the Vikings did on Sunday, to be able to turn around and just try to dispel that notion that the team sucks, you're able to do that 4 days later on Thanksgiving. Like, if you had to sit a whole week, that wouldn't sit well. You know, that would just be brewing. I feel like to be able to turn around and just have an immediate chance to come back and answer that performance might be good for this Vikings offense, even though the Patriots defense is pretty good. I mean, they just shut down the Jets. The Jets have playmakers, even though Breece Hall is out. And Zach Wilson was having a rough day, but, you know, that's a conversation for another time. But, you know, I wouldn't discount the fact that the Patriots defense is good, but I think the Vikings have a much better chance. They're going to have a much better day than they did against the Cowboys a few days ago.
I'm with you. All right. I think that's pretty much it. I mean, Hockenson, you're starting him as a top 3, top 4 tight end this week. His usage over the past couple of weeks since they traded for him has been amazing. So keep starting him. He's an every week start. No brainer. Yeah. Same thing with Stephon Diggs, obviously. Stephon Diggs. We're talking about the Vikings here. Again.
That's Jeff. But TJ Hockenson, Bills, take notes. Use Nyheim Hines like that, maybe.
I mean, listen, man.
You trade for a player, you use them.
Use them.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.